morning that demands attention. Two American troops are dead from direct Iranian fire. The Pentagon is rushing F-16s and F-35s to the Middle East. Iran is warning its regional allies to prepare for wider conflict, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has called Trump's diplomatic signature worthless. Simultaneously, Russia has struck Kyiv with a major ballistic missile barrage, while Ukraine reports Moscow may be planning a 500,000 troop mobilization. On the domestic front, Trump has tentatively agreed to let Saudi Arabia enrich uranium without standard non-proliferation safeguards, a decision with consequences that could echo for decades. Senator Ted Cruz is pushing a term limits constitutional amendment as Mitch McConnell's hospitalization enters its second month, and national security experts are warning the administration may be laying groundwork for military action against Cuba. Markets are absorbing the pressure. The semiconductor index has entered bear market territory, down more than 20%, driven by fears over China's Kimi K3 AI model. Big tech AI debt is approaching $570 billion, and bond investor demand is softening. Meanwhile, one in three American workers now report that AI bots have recorded their workplace meetings, a figure that reflects how rapidly the technology has reshaped daily life. Severe storms are hammering the New York tri-state area with flash floods on the day of the World Cup final. NORAD jets were scrambled over the city, and Michigan has shut down schools and courts due to wildfire smoke. Science, at least, offers one moment of wonder. Researchers have finally identified the dinosaur-killing asteroid as an extraordinarily rare CO chondrite, a finding 66 million years in the making.